Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast. Good morning, everybody. It is Tuesday, the 9th day of October, and that is the knack there and the story of my Sharona. What a hit. It is 5:09. Hope everyone is okay. You got through Monday all right. Geez, there were some big storms around the place yesterday, but I think they were all out west. Hopefully it got to the farmers that matter and dumped a bit of rain around. But the rainfall registrations at the weather stations at the airport show 3/5 of bugger all, if I could say that. 1 millimetre in Kempsey is the top rainfall registration. All right. Now, let's have a look at what's making news around the place today. I can tell you, of course, in our news, you heard Hannah talking about it. Anger is mounting in some parts over the New South Wales government's plans to use the Sydney Opera House to promote a $13 million horse race. There'll be a petition delivered to the government this morning. Tonight, for 6 minutes, the famous sales will be a billboard for the Everest at Randwick at the weekend. In other news, how's this? The old Pope's had his say. The devil has been working overtime to undermine the Catholic Church, says the Pope. The Kremlin says it is working on details of plans to host North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Moscow. I wonder what old Donald will think of that. Locally, the Weather Bureau is predicting good rain this week with up to 30 mil this weekend. And public comment is being sought on the Port Macquarie Hastings Council's draft smoke-free outdoor areas policy. In cricket, Pakistan are all out for 482 and Australia is none for 30 at stumps in Dubai. And locally in sport, in the golf world today, Port Macquarie Vets have got their monthly medal today. Good luck to all the Vets teeing off today. And, of course, a big weekend in sport coming up with the Mid-North Coast Girls Surf Rider Classic at Rainbow Beach at Bonnie Hills. And the big race day in Wauchope as the Wauchope Jockey Club hosts a 5-race card Saturday with the highlight, not the Everest, but the Andy Neal Old Boys Cup over 1,800 metres. And I'm sure Andy will be looking down over that race meeting at Wauchope on Saturday with a big smile. Gee, he was a larger-than-life character, Andy, wasn't he? On the show today, plenty happening, including, of course, coming up, we're going to talk about October again. My great sponsors, Port City Bowling Club, raising money for the Hastings Cancer Trust. Get those old bras into the club. They will donate $1 from every bra donated to the club to the Hastings Cancer Trust. And I'm going to talk to Phil Baker about the Jack Attack, which is the Friday night fun bowls, the social bowls, and they're also fundraising for the Hastings Cancer Trust. So we'll talk to Phil a little bit later on about that one today. Also coming up, we've got a couple of really big events at the weekend in What's On. We'll have a look at that. Also, the $1,000 birthday wheel, John Lennon, Jackson Brown and Bella Hadid all birthdaying today, October 9. Also coming up, we'll have a look at where the fish are biting today, Bluey Waters, and all today's fishing news in a very funny cactus not too far away too, which features part two of Bill's big idea to get a boost in the opinion poll by doing a nude calendar. My goodness. 132710. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid North Coast. If you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. It's all there.
We love our city. Feels good.
Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it. Feels
good. Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
My cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe. Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock now.
Cactus, the story so far. Opposition leader Bill Curley was worried about his lead in the opinion polls.
Oh, PM Scott Rabbit on is gaining like winks, Bill.
I know that, Rabbitania Plibersexy, but this new idea I've got will really get our policies out there and restore my mammoth lead in the polls.
Oh?
Brothers, we are going to pose for our very own Labor Party nude calendar. What?
And now that Bill's colleagues have regained the use of their jaws, it's down to work.
Did you book a photographer, Elbo, mate?
Well, I tried, Penny, but when I said Labor Party nude calendar, one of them hit me for being repulsive, one actually threw up, and one called the police, and the other one said that there could never be a dark room dark enough for nude pictures of us.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry, I can take the photos.
You, phony Burke?
Yes, because I am the Shadow Minister for the Arts. So come on, everyone. clothes off.
I don't want to be photographed in the nud, mate.
Well, why not, Penny? You're not bad for 50.
Yeah, but I've never been naked in front of a man before.
My goodness, I've never seen so many Labor Party boobs in my life.
But we haven't got our gear off yet.
Yes, I know.
Well, I refuse to be Mr. February. I don't want people to think being the shortest month is some kind of metaphor.
Oh, don't worry, Brother Doug McDoug. The rude bits will be tastefully covered up with these.
Bill, these are Bibles.
That's right. I want our nude calendar to have broad appeal. I mean, Scott Rabbiton is not the only one who can exploit religion.
Oh, but that's not really a Labor thing.
I know that, Brother Alba. That's why the other rude bits will be covered with these fat little brown paper bags.
Oh, secret donations. Got you now, yeah.
Okay, everyone ready? Bibles and money bags in place.
Tell me again why we're doing this.
Oh, keep up, Brother Tanya. A Labor Party nude calendar's a brilliant way to raise voter awareness of our policies.
Yeah, well, from here I'd say that'll be all it'll raise.
The latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Well, the first episode of the new series of Doctor Who with Jodie Whittaker in the leading role has been watched by an average 8.2 million viewers on its debut in the UK. That's almost double what last year's did. Break out your cargo pants, 90s icons. Did I say icons? Icons, Aqua and the Venga Boys have been announced as headliners for a new pop festival coming to Bris Vegas next year. So Pop will bring the biggest names of 90s pop to the stages across the country, transforming each venue into a school disco that you'll wish will never end. So Pop at Eaton's Hill Outdoor Venue is on February 9. Now, tickets go on sale on Thursday for that one. And the great man, Darryl Braithwaite, will play the LUSC on Friday night with tickets $40. I'll catch up with Darryl for an interview on Thursday. It should be a lot of fun. He's a fascinating guy.
Well, I guess when I started out in 1967, 68, joining, you know, just playing in bands around the beach at Coogee, you would never think that, 50 years later, that you'd still be doing it.
Oh, strawny.
Triple M's Fishing Best Bet.
Here he is, the one and only Bluey Waters. And Bluey, you'll be laughing at this. I've just woken Hutto up. I rang the wrong number. So I've just got a text from Hutto. Did you ring me? I said, yes, sorry, meant to ring Bluey. God, anyway, I'm running six ways at once here this morning.
Well, at least Hutto knows it's 2 6 o'clockers and the one that he knows.
Oh, no, he's pretty good. He's a surfer, remember, so he's up early. But he had been up camping. I'm glad I didn't wake him up in the caravan this morning. But anyway, and Bluey, I can hardly see you. What's going on with the fog?
Yeah, it's just foggy this morning, isn't it, you know? Yeah. Oh, it's a bit spooky out here.
I know.
But I tell you what, it's going to be a top day. I've really been looking forward to the day.
Yeah, well, when it's like this, it normally means it's going to be nice and sunny. But for people that don't know, Bluey Waters is scared of the dark. And it's still dark outside, and it's also foggy. If someone walks up behind him and goes, boo, it might be the end of the great Bluey Waters.
It might be too, right there.
Anyway, no, we better talk about fishing. Look, that wind did get up for a bit, Bluey, and then it went away late in the afternoon. But yesterday morning, I know you love that rising morning tide. How did we go?
Yeah, we did really well. It was probably our best day of the school holidays we've had this session, and the windows of opportunity were great. We got amongst the flathead. There was a lot of catch and release, a lot of small flathead around. But yeah, some of the flathead we caught were up to 60 centimetres, so they were really good fish. And, yeah, that wind did get up for a little while, then died off, and it was a little bit crisp in the afternoon, but it didn't really interfere with our fishing. So it was really just a top day to be out on the water yesterday.
Yeah, it certainly was. And the sunshine, just absolutely beautiful in the latter part of the day, Bluey. Now, the big storms looked like they were going to arrive, but they didn't. 1 millimetre in Kempsey, the top rainfall registration. You got your northerly wind again today, but only about 10 to 15 knots. Where do you think we should go?
Yeah, look, got to take full advantage of what happened yesterday. And we're back out the estuary again today with chasing those flathead on prawns or whitebait. Just before it goes, by the end of the week, it may go pear-shaped. So let's get out there and enjoy today.
Yeah, there, as I mentioned in the weather, Blue, it could be up to 30 mils Saturday and Sunday, which I know is going to affect your till finger, but the farmers will like it. But they said weekend and nothing happened, really.
Nothing happened. It was all around us, to the north, to the south. There was some big storms, but here we were just duck eggs.
Yeah, absolute duck eggs. And what about the controversy, Bluey, about the famous race, the Everest, worth $13 million for 6 minutes? They're going to do the barrier draw on the sails of the Opera House this evening, but they've got a petition with 200,000 signatures being presented to the Premier this morning. And apparently, because of death threats, the police have been forced to upgrade security around the light show tonight. It's for 6 minutes, Bluey.
6 minutes.
6 minutes. Jeez, I tell you what.
They get a free light show and they're complaining.
Yeah, I know. Well, anyway, we'll wait and see. There's a very funny photograph on the front of the Telegraph today with the favourite. Got his lips out and his teeth out there, the horse I'm talking about. Anyway, this is going to be great theatre. Just watching the news tonight, I'd say. All right, Bluey, sensational stuff. And go on.
Hang on, just before you go, I've just got the results through from the Southwest Rocks Seabreeze Hotel Fishing Club.
Oh, good.
They had a comp on the weekend, and by the amount of fish weighed in, you can see how difficult it was on Saturday to fish. But the deep sea boys, the best they did was a couple of snapper. Best one was 2.2 kilos, some big fish around the half kilo mark. Beach and Rockets probably did the best of it. They could get a bit of shelter up around that area there. Brim to 700, Dusky flatted to 1.7, Whiting to 320. Geofish, the biggest one, went 6.2 kilos. Drummer, still some nice drummer around the moment. Biggest one went 1.7, and plenty of tail around the 1.2 kilo.
All right, well, that sounds pretty good, Bluey. So although the numbers were down, at least they got something, I suppose. But we just need one big wet to have a good clean out, and away we'll go, we'll be right.
That's right. A bit of nutrients in the water.
Yeah, that's what we want. Also, interesting news, Cameron Munster out for personal reasons. Cameron doesn't seem to like camp. Luke Keary going into the number six jersey, Bluey, and, gee, what a great year he's had.
Yes, fantastic, isn't it? You know, he's the premiership ring and now in the green and gold. Yeah, fantastic. And he deserves it, too.
Yeah, good on him.
He's had a good season.
He has had an excellent season too, right. All right, Bluey, now, you just be careful there today. If you're going to go into Bluey Waters' little shack, remember, he's afraid of the dark, he doesn't like the fog, give plenty of notice. Just say, I'm coming in, don't scare him, for goodness sake. Bluey, enjoy the morning this morning, and you're heading out to the estuary for these flathead, eh?
Out the estuary, try for a nice lazy flathead. Prawns or white bait's the way to go.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Fogged and sunny and a top of 25 on the mid-north coast. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. Main construction of Lanes Bridge at Bowerville is now underway at a cost of $2.7 million after state and federal government allocated the funds required to Nambucca Shire Council. There will be periods during the construction process when a full closure is required. Signage will be set up with the info. Council's Manager of Infrastructure Services, Matt LeBrant, says it's a project they're proud of with what's being achieved.
We had a meeting recently up here with all the Mid-North Coast engineers, and when we did a presentation on how we're building our concrete bridges, their jaws dropped at how, like, we're building them for half the price of everyone else and twice as quick. So they couldn't believe the things we're doing, and that's down to the team that are doing it. And the other councils are all jealous of what we're doing.
Business confidence across the state has dipped in recent times, according to the Mid-North Coast Business Chamber. Results are showing that September's tougher trading conditions are a flow-on effect from the 84% of businesses across the state reporting an impact from the drought. Results across the state are not uniform, however, with the Mid-North Coast bucking the trend. Business confidence here improved to above average and unemployment remains relatively low. The first ever Rural Road Safety Week has commenced today, with local motorists being urged to take responsibility for their behaviour while behind the wheel. It's running until October 12, with the Australian Road Safety Foundation CEO Russell White saying the concept behind the new campaign is simple.
Well, the new Rural Road Safety Initiative is really about trying to get every single road user to think about road safety when they're on a regional road. And the initiative is really about trying to address those high numbers of fatalities and injuries that do occur on our rural roads right around the nation.
And Fairfax reports Port Hastings Council now with a draft smoke-free outdoors policy for public comment. Now to sport. The inaugural Champion of Champions comp continues today for Football Mid-North Coast's Best Young Talent. It's seen this year's premiers from the 12s through to the 16s go head-to-head in Coffs Harbour from across the north of the state.
The comp started on Sunday for the 12s, 13s and 14s and starts today for the 15s and 16s. In the 12s today, it's Macleay Valley Rangers versus Valentine FC, 13s Port United Crocs up against New Lambton, 14s Port United Wallabies taking on Maitland, 15s Port United Crocs versus Alstonville and the 16s Port United Dragons against Yamba. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M beach and surf conditions with Hutto. If real estate is a bit of a puzzle, see Lang & Simmons, Port Macquarie's number one, where it all comes together for you.
Good morning. We have a light west and nor'westerly wind blowing. It's producing fairly clean conditions on all our beaches this morning. There's a few little waves around. We do have two swells. The main swell is an easterly swell. There is a little secondary northeast swell. So those southern corners are picking up most of the wave action this morning. Wave size is around that 3 foot with the occasional bigger set. There's long lulls between the sets. So if you're patient, you'll get a nice wave today. We do have a high tide around 9:30. Low tide's just after 3:30 this afternoon. And the water temperature's around 18 to 19. Degrees.
Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast on a cracker Tuesday morning. It is Creedence Clearwater Revival there looking out my back door, and a lot of them will be foggy this morning, which normally means it's going to be a beautiful day, but I don't know. We'll wait and see. Slight chance of a shower or a storm later, and up to about 28 degrees. It's going to be beautiful and warm, though, in the early part of the day. Looking good, Mid-North Coast.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Here he is, Lee Jollo from the newsroom. He's got the jacket back on today. It was cool this morning when I first got up.
I'll tell you why. Yeah. I'll tell you why, because the air conditioner was on when I came in, and I was like, what's going on here? So I was pretty quick to turn it back up to 20-odd from 17.5 it was on. So.
See, though, I get in trouble when I touch it because they say, oh, it's too hot.
Oh, well, now I'll get in trouble. I've told the world.
That's right. Here you go. Well, they all know. All right, Lee. Gee, the controversy about the horse race, it's all over the papers, front pages today.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Daily Telegraph today leads with a big picture of a horse and the headline, Get Off Your High Horse, Why the Bennelong Face, Not All Nags. Yes, he's one of the favourites for this Saturday, is Everest, and he has a message for all those naysayers out there. Get off your high horse and try to rein in your opposition to promoting Sydney to the world. Trapeze artist yesterday expressed his unbridled joy at what promises to be a spectacular light show on the sails of the Sydney Opera House tonight to coincide with the barrier draw for the $13 million race at Royal Rand Week. That's the Daily Telegraph. It's what it's all about there today. And in the Sydney Morning Herald, PM backs miners, rejects scientists. Australia's mining industry and the Morrison government have rejected an international climate report that demands nations phase out all coal-fired power by mid-century and leave most fossil fuel reserves untapped to avoid dangerous global warming. As well as that, Candid Camera, experts shocked by a landmark road safety project. Australian drivers are distracted for 45% of the time while behind the wheel, according to the first results from a landmark research project that filmed hundreds of drivers inside their vehicles over nearly 2 million kilometres.
Good on you, Lee. Thank you for that. Locally?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is something the Nambucca Shire Council is quite proud of, Lanes Bridge in Bowraville. It's over 90 years old, but now it's undergoing a replacement with a concrete structure being put in at a cost of $2.7 million to state and federal government. Nambucca Shire Council's Manager of Infrastructure Services, Matt LeBrant, he says cars will be able to use the existing bridge for most of the construction period while the new one is on the go. And, as we say, it's a construction of it's a concrete build.
And, yeah,
that's great. What he was so intent on emphasising was the cost of this bridge was so much under what was predicted for a bridge of that sort of stature. So, yeah, it's a great job by Nambucca Shire Council to be getting this getting going now and for the community.
Good stuff. Now, Lee, you haven't been here very long, but I've been here for a long, long time. And I've got to say, I'd like to have a dollar for every time in a flood I've read that Lanes Bridge is out.
Yeah, so that it's is being lifted news. As well. Yeah. So, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
because
yeah,
normally,
one.
You know, the old thing about someone can turn the sprinkler on upstream and the bridge would go under. But anyway,
that is
good news. Now, also, the controversy, Lee, about the race, the Everest.
Yeah, are you in favour or against the Opera House screening?
Well, mate, I'm taking it to a new level. Now, on Saturday, We'll see the Andy Neil Memorial Old Boys Cup in Wauchope, right?
Yeah.
Now,
okay,
I want tonight... Now, I've got a photograph of what it would look like. I want the barrier draw for this, right?
Yeah.
Why should Sydney have all the fun? I want the barrier draw done on the glasshouse.
Yeah, yeah, why not?
So... It's open there. Go to the Triple M Facebook page.
Mm.
The photos are there, and I want your thoughts. So you're for the Andy Neil Memorial Old Boys Cup over 1,800 metres, the barrier draw being done on the glasshouse tonight. I'm thinking about 7:30 when dark comes on. Or you, again, it and think it's a disgrace and the worst thing. It's outrageous. And again, look, I'm saying we just go for 6 minutes, just like the Opera House.
Yeah.
6 minutes for the Andy Neil Memorial Old Boys Cup draw over 1,800 metres. Are you with me with this one or against me, all right? Head to the Triple M Facebook page and I need you to vote. Can we do this to the Glasshouse tonight at 7:30 or do you think it's a bad idea? All right.
I like how serious you are about this.
1320 710. You can call, you can email us, you can Facebook us, or get us via the website, Triple M Mid North Coast. Can we use tonight at 7:30 the Glasshouse to do the barrier draw for the Andy Neil Memorial Old Boys Cup over 1,800 metres Saturday in Wauchope? That's the burning question, Lee. Mm. And we're going to get to that after 7. It's 4 to 7. Marina shortly. Triple M Mid-North Coast, it is 20 for Brekkie and the great John Mellencamp, and Hurt So Good. It is 7:08 on a cracker morning across the coast, second week of the holidays. Look at this, beautiful! Up to about 28 degrees for today. Well, tonight there's big controversy in Sydney about the Everest, whether the barrier draw for the 6 minutes should be done at the Opera House. Well, why should Sydney, right, have all the fun? Now, I am proposing tonight... to do the barrier draw for the Andy Neil Memorial Old Boys Cup at Wauchope over 1,800 metres on Saturday. I'd like to do this at 7:30 tonight on the front of the glasshouse, to project it on the front there. We'd have a projector in the river, in the Hastings River, and it would beam it across the river onto the side of the glasshouse. Now, is this a good idea, or are you getting a petition up to get a couple of 100,000 signatures to stop my idea? I don't know. 1327 10. What do you think? We got a rocket in Port Macquarie. G'day, Rocket.
Hey, Strawny, how are you?
Yeah, the glasshouse lit up. Now, the projector would be in the river to do the barrier draw for the Andy Neil Memorial Old Boys Cup. Are you with me on this one?
All the way, all the way.
All right, okie dokie. Well, that's great. That's one vote for us. Thank you, Rocket. Okie dokie. We go to Len. Good morning, Len.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Good. Now, do you think this is a good idea to project the barrier draw in Wauchope on the side of the glasshouse 7:30 tonight?
Mate, I think it's a great idea because we could use your paddleboard to put the projector on. You could be out there.
Yes.
And I am a bit worried about the timing, whether you'd be still up at that time.
No. I'm going to stay up.
You're going
to stay up. I've got the projectionist. I'm trying to get Kieran from Majestic Seminars to join me on the paddleboard because he's very good at that. He can hold the projector steady, okay? But you are with me on this, Len. This is what I want to know.
Never a doubt, mate. Why should they have all the fun? And if someone wants to sign a signature, send them to me.
All right. That's all right. Okay. You go back to your golf. Thank you very much, Leonard. See you, buddy. Bye. Emails, Erica from Southwest Rock, Strawny, one of your best ideas. Thank you very much, Erica. John from John from Dunvogan. That's not very complimentary, John. I can't say that. 7:10, the big barrier draw for Saturday's Cup, over 1,800 metres, the Andy Neil Memorial Old Boys Cup. Is it a good idea to do it on the side of the glasshouse at 7:30 tonight? 1327 10. That it is, and coming up to 7:50, and of course, the Brekkie Show brought to you by your locally owned club, the Port City Bowling Club, who we love, been long-time sponsors, and they do a lot for community groups. And one of the things we're doing now is Octobra. All right, now what we're doing is asking you to bring your old bras in, ladies, to the club. They'll donate $1 for every bra that goes in the big bins there to the Hastings Cancer Trust, and those bras will be given to the Hastings Women's and Children's Refuge, okay? Now, another part of the fundraising, because we're into daylight saving now, is the Jack Attack. Money raised this month will go towards the Hastings Cancer Trust, and here to tell us more is Bowls Coordinator Phil Baker. G'day, Phil. How are you, mate? That's a way.
Very good for a Tuesday.
Yeah, and first up, Phil, I know you had your open day on Sunday. You had a whole lot of new people come along to try the game of bowls.
Yeah, we did. It was a fantastic response. We had over 80 people come along. So we had some jumping castles for the kids and some face painting and some bowls, obviously. And, yeah, it was a lovely day. Lucky the weather was nice to us.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, Phil, let's talk a bit about Jack Attack because, really, Friday evenings, isn't it beautiful? The little breeze coming off the ocean there just by the beach at Town Beach is not a better way to spend a Friday evening. And you're going to help us raise some money for the Hastings Cancer Trust. Tell us about the concept, particularly for businesses that are looking to do something social.
Yeah, well, it's a networking for a lot of businesses within the area, and we've been doing this for the last few years now, Strawny, and raising money for a charity. And this year, we're raising money for the Hastings Cancer Trust, and in conjunction with October, so we're looking at getting some teams together. It's on a Friday night. You need three people to register. It's $75, and you can register up to five or six people, and you can rotate them each week. It goes for 5 weeks. And we put on some nibblies afterwards, a bit of music out on the green and a couple of cold ones. And, we're looking forward to a few of the businesses get behind that for a great cause.
Yeah, Phil, look, there's a lot of talk about how the new look cricket team is at the moment. Now, like, they were the first to introduce the rotational policy. Now, you're telling me this is even in bowls now? Is that what you're telling me, Phil?
Absolutely. Someone will come and play a big shot there, Strawny. You just call them in.
Yeah, that's right. That'll do. Come off.
Yes, get them off.
Yeah, come off. Come
get off.
Come
off. Bench. Get them off the bench and in for a big drive and take those bowls out, Strawny.
Okay. All right. Now, when do we start, Phil?
26th of October, Friday.
Okay. So we've got a couple of Fridays to go.
Oh, yeah.
And it isn't for months and months and months. It's only for a limited time. And, look, it is a really fun evening out. And, look, we always talk about we live in the best place in the world. You imagine a nice sunny Friday, gentle breeze coming off the ocean there. Got some music playing. And, as you say, finger food. You got weekly prizes. And it's all to help out the Hastings Cancer Trust. I spoke to Stephen Begbie last week. And it is terrific work they do at a local level. In a world today, Phil, where everyone's at you to donate some money and sometimes only 30 cents in the dollar actually gets there, we know this money is going direct locally and helping local people that are dealing with the cancer journey. So good on you, Phil. Now, I know you love a dress-up. Can you dress up here as well?
Well, you can bring down your bras. There, you know.
That's right. We've got the bin there. Right. That's right.
Got the bin so they could bring down their bras, maybe wear them and then take them off and donate.
You're an ideas man. Now, if you'd like to know more, give the Port City Bowling Club a call, 6583-1133. They'll put you through to the bowls office. Phil, all the very best of that luck with that, mate. We'll talk closer to the event, but we just want to put it in particularly businesses' minds that, you know, want to do something socially. Great networking, and most of all, it's just great fun.
Absolutely, Strawny. Thanks very much.
Good on you, Phil.
Strawny.
Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast. It's Tuesday morning with Strawny and the Eagles there, one of these nights. And what about the new lineup, eh? Vince Gill and of course, the other member, fantastic. The sons of great members of bands, the continuation of bands doing that, just amazing. And I know Led Zeppelin have done it. Just fantastic. If you're a fan, to see them next year would just be fantastic. And I'm sure we'll wiggle our way to get a couple of tickets to give away here on the M's as the Eagles tour Australia. It's going to be fantastic. 13 27 10. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Midnorth Coast. And we need your votes. Whether you think it's a good idea for us to go ahead to broadcast projected onto the glasshouse, the barrier draw at 7:30 tonight for the Andy Neal Memorial Old Boys Cup over 1,800 metres at the glasshouse. Now, in Sydney, they're going to go for 6 minutes. I'm thinking, look, we are projecting it from a projector in the river onto the glasshouse. Given there's only five races at Wauchope, gates open at midday, I think we'll just do it for 5 minutes on the glasshouse. Now, if you agree with this, if you don't agree, it's an open forum. Just head to the Triple M Facebook site and leave your thoughts there, please. Now, wheel time.
Triple M.
Birthday wheel.
For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Yeah, and we go to Vicky in Port Macquarie. G'day, Vicky. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you, Shawnee. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Beautiful
now, Vic.
Morning.
Yeah, it certainly is. It's a bit foggy out there, but anyway, that normally means it's going to be sunny. Vicky, wait, just before we go to the wheel, are you with us on us broadcasting the barrier draw for the Andy Neil Memorial Old Boys Cup on the Glasshouse at 7:30 tonight?
Absolutely, yes.
Thank you, Vicky.
Well, I'm privileged to know Andy Neil, so yeah.
Oh, that's great. And I know, wouldn't he be having a giggle, Vicky, if he's watching down at this?
Absolutely.
Anyway, he will be, especially in his bunny's jumper. Well, listen, I haven't had a vote against it. I mean, in Sydney, it's very controversial. They're absolutely throwing their toys out of the cot there. But up here, everyone's for it tonight. So I'm looking forward to getting on the projector, on the paddleboard, on the river, and whacking it on there tonight at around 7:30. Now, let's try and give you $1,000, Vicky. What number are we looking for you on the wheel?
Number 9, please, Johnny.
Number 9 for Vicky. All right, come on, number 9. Come on, number 9. Come on, number 9. Come on, number 9. Oh, please. The rotten thing stops on number 12. We were so close. Vicky, I can't give you the cash, but I've got your details. End of the month, Christy does the draw for the Triple M bag, jam-packed full of goodies, and thanks for your support, re the Glasshouse, for tonight. Thank you, Vicky. Now, birthday is today. If you are birthdaying today, I can tell you, you are sharing your birthday with Matt Damon, Sigourney Weaver, and the very funny Chevy Chase, all born on this day. That's the wheel. More tomorrow for 40 weeks here at the M's. Triple M and the Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union coming up? That is L in or there from the Turtles. And don't forget, coming up after midday today, following the Ray Hadley Morning Show, it is Gleeso. Yeah, the great Dave Gleeson from the Screaming Jets and from the Angels, telling great rock stories and interviewing his mates. And they are the who's who of Aussie rock during Oztober here on the M's. And today, his very special guest is one of our finest, the great man, Richard Clapton.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Yeah, Christy's away for a couple of days in one of our other markets, so I've got her job at the moment this week. WildeQuest History Mysteries are on again at Trial Bay Jail at the Rocks. Gee, this is fun for young families. Learn the histories and the mysteries of Trial Bay on this guided tour. Fun and intriguing. It starts at the jail at 4 o'clock. It goes for a couple of hours. Bar Capella, the charity sing-along choir, meet at the sets tonight at 7:30. If you want to have a sing. Zumba class is happening today at Valley Beach Tourist Park. They're getting over the Hot Rods visit from the weekend. 10 a.m. at the Woolshed and also 6 o'clock tonight in the conference hall. The Rotary Club of the Rocks Art Exhibition, formerly the Adelaide Swift Memorial Art Awards, are being shown at the Southwest Rocks Primary School till Saturday. Entry is free. You'll see some marvellous works there. That's what's on the Mid-North Coast today for Holiday Coast Credit Union here at Triple M, a free community service. Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast. It's Jordy Fabricchi wrapping up with Billy Idol's White Wedding. There, one's for Stacey and Heath. There you go. That's it for us on the show today. Missed any part of the show, go to my page and press catch up. You can hear the calls about whether it's a good idea or not for us to, of course, project onto the Glasshouse tonight at 7:30. The barrier draw for the Andy Neil Memorial War Hope Old Boys Cup on Saturday. It's been an outstanding response. You want us to do it. Thanks for being in the fun. Enjoy your Tuesday.